It's eclipse time again. Tomorrow, to be exact. I know I have addressed them before, but they are significant moments during the year. Like the solstices and equinoxes, eclipses tend to have a global effect. They can also affect you individually, especially when an eclipse degree contacts a personal point in your natal chart. Eclipses have inspired awe and fear for millennia. Where visible, they create a disruption in the normal flow of life, more so for total solar eclipses, which occur during the day. Even in this modern day and age, wherever the path of a total solar eclipse falls, causes quite a stir. People go outside to witness it. If you have ever experienced a solar eclipse, you know the eerie, almost surreal feeling that builds as the sun, and thus the day, grows darker. You can watch and listen to animals and insects as they recognize a change happening. And this is what an eclipse is about, whether solar or lunar. It's about a change in the normal pattern of life as defined by the fundamental rhythm of the sun, moon, and earth. Eclipses intensify the archetypal power of this fundamental relationship, as well as disrupt the normal ebb and flow that we denizens of this planet take for granted. They remind us that life can change quite unexpectedly and radically within a brief period of time. Here is a quote from NASA regarding the path of Tuesday's solar eclipse. The path begins in India and crosses through Nepal, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, and China. After leaving mainland Asia, the path crosses Japan's Ryukyu Islands and curves southeast through the Pacific Ocean, where the maximum duration of totality reaches 6 minutes 39 seconds. So it remains invisible for those of us in the Western Hemisphere, at least on the physical level of seeing it. We can, however, attune ourselves to this special event through awareness and meditation. Being in the sign of Cancer, both in the tropic and sidereal zodiacs, this eclipse can focus on home and family, our refuge or lack thereof. You could orient your meditations around issues of individual and global security, how to best nurture yourself and others. Be aware of how well anchored you feel in what you have already established in your life. If you seem to be at loose ends, use this time to set an intention for becoming more rooted and thus sustained by what is wholesome and life-giving. Fear often drives our need for security. This is a good time to reflect on what is changeless amidst the changes, and what provides certainty during uncertain times. Such is the power of this eclipse.